A beautiful day for football yesterday, and the Jaguars made a lot of plays worthy of that, and a couple that you were willing to break down for us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. An absolutely gorgeous day, but the critical mistakes keep costing the Jaguars, and they had four of them in the game, but these two are unavoidable and are certainly teachable moments going ahead. We'll start with the sack-caused fumble on Blake Bortles. Now, as a young quarterback, you've got to learn that when you step up into the pocket and then parallel the line of scrimmage, you are no longer safe as far as having protection from behind. You can see the front, but you can't see the back. And Blake Bortles is trying to make a big play, and I understand that. But once he gets to this point right here, he needs to do one of two things. Decide to run it, or number two, to throw the ball away, because you can't have the awareness of what's happening behind you. And as you can see, Calvin Pace comes in from behind and has the sack cause fumble. Either eat the ball or run it. A second critical mistake, trying to get yourself another opportunity to get the lead, and this would have been excellent field position by Nick Marshall if you catch the ball first. Take a look at all the green that Nick Marshall has in front of him right here. And do you think he was aware of it? Absolutely. Take a look at Nick Marshall's eyes on the television copy. The TV copy clearly shows that his eyes are dropping because he knows that he's got an opportunity at a big play. But remember, you've got to walk before you run, Nick. You have to catch it before you can make a big play. That's the first job of a punt returner, and it costs the Jaguars. No team in the NFL is good enough to overcome mistakes like that. Certainly not the Jaguars yet. Right now in the National Football League, they're ranked 28th in turnover differential. They've given the ball away 14 times, which is not a terrible number. But given the fact that they've only taken the ball away 7 times, that's not a good combination of numbers, Sam.